Welcome to Radioactive Youth Media's podcast. I'm Julia Furukawa.
And of course, I'm Gerardo Ramos.
Radioactive is a program through KUOW, Seattle's NPR affiliate, that helps to educate students on media and radio production.
This summer, we're part of a brand new group of high school students from the Seattle area that are interested in radio.
Mm-hmm. And we are all around 16 to 18 years old. So when you think teenager, what initially comes to mind, Gerardo?
Well, we asked people what some stereotypically negative things about teens are, and wow.
They gave us a bad rap.
Yeah, it was pretty impacting.
The partying, I think, is maybe goes a little bit over the deep end, more so than it really ought to.
Teenagers are lazy.
I guess disrespectful.
I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she never cleans her room.
Quite loud.
Laziness, sometimes. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Ouch. Okay, I swear not all of us are like that. They were tough.
Nah, we're on top of it at Radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
I get up every morning at 6 just to be here, and most of my friends are just home chilling and not doing nothing.
I know, oh my god. Okay, no, yeah. I like being here. We like to think we're pretty driven and motivated, and we asked some KUOW staff what they thought about Radioactive.
Okay, so what words come to mind when you think of the Radioactive program at KUOW?
Inspiring.
Innovative.
Good for the community.
Special. Young people. Doing smart things.
Stellar.
Really smart. Really raw. Unusual. Great, you guys are wonderful.
Future. Innovation. Fresh.
Okay, that's more like it. Yeah, we're really lucky. We have some super interesting people here at Radioactive that we get to work with every day. Like Gerardo. And we were already working hands-on in our first week here. Jack Paradise, who is one of our fellow Radioactivians, created this story about Mamansa Dogra, who always comes to KUOW with a positive attitude. Here is Jack.
Mamansa Dogra is a senior at Interlake High School in Bellevue. And she likes to argue, but not in the way you'd think.
Debate is literally my life. There are a lot of days I just come to school because of debate, because, you know, if you don't go to school, you can't compete on tournaments on the weekend and you can't debate.
In March, after months of preparation and competition, Mamansa made it into the state finals for congressional debate.
So I got to states in debate, and, you know, I basically worked really hard for 12 hours, and then I managed to break to finals, and there are 21 people in finals in the entire state, like, out of, like, 600 debaters, so I was really, really excited. That kind of, like, sets me on fire, makes me want to do better, and I ended up getting last out of those 21 people. So the trophies were, as I mentioned, they were brass and coated with silver. They had two handles on the side, and they had a nice marble base that said State Champion of Congressional Debate. I got to stand right next to it and breathe on it, but that was basically it. And after that, I just kind of went home and slept for like an entire day because I was just so disappointed.
I asked Mamansa how she would have felt if she received one of the trophies.
Yeah, that would have been definitely validation. Like, you know, you worked your butt off for like 6 months. You worked your butt off for the past 12 hours, you know, like operating off of like, you know, caffeine and prayers. I kind of figured out that it wasn't a small deal that I got to finals in state. And I feel like I did deserve to be up there. I mean, I could have done it better, but at the same time, like, one round does not determine how good I am at debate or how much I care about it.
For Radioactive, I'm Jack Paradise.
Wow, she's really dedicated.
I know. Like, yeah, at Radioactive, we're not just content to sit on our phones all day or sleep in until noon or play video games like all the rest of those lazy teenagers out there. we got stuff to do.
To get to know our team better, here's another member, Aisha Burka, profiling Radioactive's Lola Garcia. She's only 17, but I thought she was one of the teachers the first day. She was so mature.
I know, right? Me too.
9-year-old Lola Garcia lived in Marin County, California all her life. A free-spirited child who always attended festivals with her parents. She moved here with her parents in 2008, leaving behind friends, family, and memories.
From being like 0 to 9 and not ever moving like a day in your life, and then you're like, oh wait, I have to move a state, like not just towns or like houses, a whole state. So
Lola was separated from her older sister Yvette.
She's kind of like my motivation.
Yvette encouraged Lola to see the good in everything, including this huge leap of change. Living in Washington for 8 years now, Lola loves our rainy city. She loves to stroll around the city and loves meeting new people from different walks of life.
Some pretty freaking awesome people living in Washington. And now that I look back on my friends, my old friends in California, they're kind of lame, as bad as it sounds. I like the environment here versus California, because everyone in California like thinks they're it.
Now, as a 17-year-old, Lola has been conflicted with many changes that she is now able to deal with a lot better. For Radioactive, this is Aisha Burka.
Well, thank God she moved here, because I love hearing all her jokes.
Aww.
Yeah, she's an amazing person.
You hear that, Lola? Yeah, she's great. And, I mean, not to say we're not cool, but there's not going to be that much chilling out here this summer. Hey, see how I said that? Okay. We're getting down to business.
Each week, Tuesday through Friday, our team is going to be releasing a new podcast on lots of different subjects. If you'd like to hear more, you can subscribe to Radioactive Podcasts on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts.
That means that as soon as we release a new one, you will have it downloaded in your sleep. And when you wake up, you can hear our voices. Some of our upcoming podcasts will be about mental health and food. And we'll even have a radio play written by Jack and Mamanta. And if you just can't get enough of us...
We get it, Julia.
You can like our page on Facebook, Radioactive Youth Media, to get updates and crazy pics. Or on Twitter, at KUOW Radioactive.
Well, thanks to our whole team, Rogelio Sanchez, Jack Paradise for his spot, Lola Garcia, Mamansa Dogra, Aisha Burka for her spot and editing help, and Paul Kiefer for his help reporting.
And special thanks to our editor for this podcast, Leela Katayev.
Well, see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.